This natural gas-fired power plant was first proposed for Superior in 1999, before the recession hit. Now Minnesota Power's Margaret Hudnick says the market is getting stronger, making this $75 million project more viable.
The economy is improving, and the market for energy looks to be improving over time. So we have, I'd say, renewed our interest in geared up to look at the project in a stronger way now.
This facility would largely be automated and used only during times of peak demand. Hudnick says before they begin construction, they need a few more pieces to fall into place.
We need to have some contracts with customers, some firm contracts for the output, and we've been pursuing those and discussing those with customers. But we don't have anything confirmed right now, but things are looking good because the market is picking up, and we've been having some good conversations with potential customers.
The Public Service Commission granted a permit for the plant last year, but Minnesota Power needs an extension now. Minnesota Power is also one of the principal companies hoping to get a high-voltage transmission line built between Duluth and Wausau. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.